Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Tuesday, December 1st, 2020. The construction of the 6 Berlin Corona vaccination centers began yesterday. The locations are Erika Hess Eisstadion in Mitte, Velodrome in Lichtenberg, Arena in Treptow, Tempelhof Airport and Tempelhof Schöneberg, Tegel Airport in Reinickendorf, and Exhibition Hall 11 in Charlottenburg, and they should be ready for operation starting mid-December, as soon as the corresponding vaccines have received the necessary approval and arrive in Berlin, the vaccinations can begin. The project manager is the former head of the Berlin Fire Department, Albrecht Brumme. He was also responsible for the setup of the Corona test stations and the provisional Corona hospital in the Trade Fair Hall. He already supervised a test setup in Exhibition Hall 11 last week. According to Health Senator Kelechi, the city is initially preparing for 900,000 vaccine doses, enabling 450,000 Berliners to be vaccinated. Those in risk groups as well as hospital employees will be vaccinated first. The vaccinations are to be completed by summer of 2021 at the latest, at which time the centers will be dismantled. Around 1,000 employees are needed in the centers, including 90 doctors, and the search for personnel has already begun. In an interview on RBB, Brumme made a request for support, calling on former nurses but also flight attendants to come forward to help in the centers. The doctors who will administer the vaccinations are being recruited with the help of the Kassenärztliche Vereinigung Berlin. Medical specialists and staff of the German Red Cross will also assist at the sites. Individuals in need of special medical care and those with limited mobility can also be vaccinated at home. On Sunday, the Berlin City Mission pointed out that there are too few warming centers during the day for Berlin's homeless population. Spokeswoman Barbara Breuer stated the reason is the corona pandemic and added that while the Kältehilfe or cold aid system works well at night, homeless people must return to the streets in the morning. The city mission must move social services such as food or clothing distribution outside because of the distance rules, and Caritas cannot open its warming room. Breuer added that public authorities are also now requiring telephone registrations and appointment bookings for their waiting rooms, and the frustration among the homeless is great, and that Berlin must become more creative in the first corona winter. Stefan Strauss, spokesman for the Senate Social Administration, stated that they are in the process of creating more offers for homeless people where they can stay during the day, and talks are currently underway with the Senate Finance Administration and the districts. With a comprehensive strategy, the Charité Hospital, under its CEO, Hajo Kromer, who has been in office for a year, has outlined the future development of the Berliner Universitätsklinik, or the Berlin University Hospital. The goal is nothing less than, quote, rethinking health, and the plans are ambitious in both terms of content and the design of the locations, and the necessary investments are considerable. Per reporting in the Morgan Post, the physicians are preparing for a further increase in the number of patients and want to focus on the prevention of diseases and a holistic approach to health. It's assumed that many medical needs are still not being met, and orienting the hospital to the real needs of the people will be the future guideline. Investments of around 1 billion euros are planned by 2030, and more than 6 billion euros are expected by 2050 to realize all plans. The demands on healthcare will increase, and as early as 2030, the planners expect 6,500 more inpatient cases per year than at present. One element is to raise the profile of the 3 Charité locations. In Mitte, the Board of Management would like to build a new high-rise building next to the existing facility that has just been renovated. The clinical neurosciences are to be concentrated in this health tower. the new building of the Berlin Institute for Health Research, which will dedicate itself to the faster transfer of research results to the bedside, will also contribute to the scientific profile on the Mitte campus. When the new buildings are finished, Kromer wants to concentrate the Charité administration, which is spread over the whole city, into the old buildings, which are less suitable for modern patient care and science. The Virchow campus in Wedding is to develop into a top center for cardiology, oncology, and surgery, and is to concentrate on heart and cancer medicine. The centerpiece will be the new building for the German Heart Center, which will be largely financed by the federal government. And the second important element is the National Center for Tumor Diseases. Overall, the need for investment is the greatest at the Virchow location after much modernization has already been carried out in Mitte in recent years. Lastly, the Universitätsklinikum Benjamin Franklin, or the UKBF, is to specialize in disease prevention. One element of this strategy is the establishment of a new Fraunhofer Institute, for which the Bundestag has now released the funding. Another essential task for the future is the digitalization of all processes at the Charité, and the university clinic then wants to network more closely with the municipal hospital group Vivantes. Chancellor Merkel has criticized plans by various federal states, particularly those affected by the corona pandemic, including Berlin, to allow hotel accommodations for family visits in large cities over the holidays. According to participants in a meeting of the CDU Presidium, Merkel expressed that it is not possible to verify whether or not hotel guests are actually only visiting relatives in the regions indicated, including Nordrhein-Westfalen, Niedersachsen, Hessen, Schleswig-Holstein, and Mecklenburg-Vorpommern, as well as Berlin. On Wednesday, the federal and state governments had agreed that the partial lockdown, including but not limited to the closure of restaurants, theaters, fitness studios, and recreational facilities, would be extended until December 20th. And private meetings will be limited to a maximum of 5 people. The contact restriction relaxation, allowing private family gatherings up to 10 people over the holiday, will not be observed in Berlin. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. You can also connect with us on Facebook and Twitter, where we occasionally post updates on breaking news. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.